Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today, Thanksgiving Sunday, we're reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 25 to 35, as Jesus talks about being the bread of life. We're also looking at Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 1 to 11, as the Hebrew people are being exhorted to give thanks for all they have been given. I remember when I was a kid watching ads on TV for Wonder Bread, and I must say I think the TV jingle and ad writers from the 50s and 60s had a certain genius, because here it is over 50 years later, and I can still remember a bunch of those songs in detail. When I'm 110 years old on my deathbed and have forgotten the names of my nearest and dearest, I have no doubt that I'll still be able to sing every word of the theme song from Gilligan's Island and the Beverly Hillbillies. And so it is today that I remember the advertising slogan for Wonder Bread. It helps build strong bodies 12 ways. In the amazing techno wizardry of the 60s, we saw a photo of a young boy miraculously aging to be a teenager. Being young and not too swift, I marveled at how they got that same kid to hang around for 10 years worth of photos that they would need to do this. You have to understand, I wasn't the brightest bulb. But anyway, we saw this young boy growing tall and strong, no doubt thanks to all the wonderful, life-enhancing properties of Wonder Bread. It had niacin, it had riboflavin, it had iron, it had vitamin B12. It had all the things a growing kid needed, at least according to their ads. The thing is, we only had it in our house once or twice because, quite frankly, it really was not very good. My mother was not prepared to put out good money for this bland, tasteless, gluey mess that could be condensed into little pellets, which my siblings and I would fire at each other when no adults were looking. Why should she buy Wonder Bread when she could buy so many other good breads at the local deli and bakery, or when she could make her own? Wonder Bread was certainly not the bread of our lives. So what is the bread of life? The bread of life is Jesus and the message of salvation. It's the grace that nourishes and renews us by telling us that we're held in God's hand. We are lovable, we are loved, and we can love. It's the message that says no matter what we've done in our lives, no matter what unhealthy choices we've made, we can turn our lives around and start over. No matter what the word abundance may have meant to us before, we can move from an abundance of things to an abundance of life. God's grace through Jesus Christ will be our nourishment, our daily bread. I love the metaphor of bread, such a simple thing and yet so essential. All around the world, different people in different lands have some form of bread as part of their basic diet. And it doesn't stop there. After our nourishment, after we've partaken of the bread of God's love, we are encouraged to give thanks for what we've received. In our reading from Deuteronomy, we're reminded of the story of Moses bringing the Hebrew people out of bondage in Egypt. After 40 years of desert wandering, they were brought to a land flowing with milk and honey. In honoring this memory, they're told to bring the first fruits of the land that God has given. Bringing the first fruits to God is what we do when we give thanks for God's bounty. We have been hungry and we have been fed, and so we give thanks. At the same time, we're called to remember those who still hunger in our world. People everywhere need nourishment in so many ways. Enough food, clean water, a decent roof over their heads, a good education, the dignity to live and die as free human beings. Locally and globally, we have many programs to help feed the many hungers of this world. There are church programs, there are secular programs, and we can be a part of so many. In satisfying people's physical hungers, we provide the nourishment of God's grace and the bread of life that is the love of Christ in our world. As members of the body of Christ, we have been given the ingredients and the direction for living a life that can nourish us and others. The bread of life is not some insipid, gluey lump of dough. It's hearty and robust and flavorful. When we become the bread of life as Christians, we become a force for good, for justice, for love. This is true abundance, not the overconsumption of food and goods, but the overflowing love in our hearts and our souls. God's love in us is the miracle of nourishment that is ours to share. Thanks be to God, and amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King, St. Paul's Warkworth. come in and have your answers questioned.